live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Let me turn that down just a little bit there. It's going to be a busy show today, folks. We have Felipe Guerrero here with great news from the great outdoors about the Highland Center for Natural History. Then we'll talk to John Marsh. He is the father of the late Eric Marsh. He was one of the leaders of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. He has good news about a new way to honor the Hotshots. And then we'll have Mary Dillinger, our friend from the Northern Arizona VA, with great news for our area veterans. So, a crowded, packed show for you today on Q&A. We're getting started in just a moment with Felipe Guerrero coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Shop local and see your tax dollars work local. Findlay Subaru Prescott supports nonprofit organizations, schools, fire and police departments, and charities whose efforts also benefit our local communities in northern Arizona.
Right now, for a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR for 48 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester. Or lease for $229 a month for 36 months.
Built for all the miles to come, with 97% of Forester models sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. Now that's dependability. An aggressive sport design front fascia makes a bold statement, and a responsive suspension keeps the turbocharged drive agile and composed.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to our community. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5i CDT models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through May 31st, 2018, get 0% APR financing for 48 months on select new 2018 Forester models. Monthly payment of $15.87 per $1,000 borrowed. Lease a new 2018 Forester for $229 per month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i 6MD model. Code GFA01. 1729 to at least signing. Zero security deposit.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center Friday, May 18th.
I like the dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert. 7-time Male Performer of the Year. 5-time Songwriter of the Year. Western Music Hall of Famer.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated blood. Enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
You
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
It is 3:05. We are back with Felipe Guerrero from the Highland Center for Natural History. Felipe, in the last couple of weeks, things have gotten very warm, very sunny. What's going on at the Highland Center?
Well, we just finished up with our native plant sale, which I think was a record year for us. We had a large number of plants. It was super successful. A lot of members came out on the Friday pre-sale, and a lot of people came out on Saturday, too.
Mm-hmm. And just about 2 months ago on vacation, I was in the Northern California, in the Bay Area, and I went to Muir Woods for the first time, and the name John Muir is going to be part of a series coming up at the Highland Center, correct?
Right. Beginning next week, Wednesdays in the evenings, we'll be starting our Chautauqua series, and it goes three consecutive weeks on Wednesday evenings. John Muir is the first performance, Rachel Carson the second.
The Silent Spring, yeah.
Yep, and Aldo Leopold is the third, which he was a renowned conservationist, wrote Sand County Almanac. But yeah, it's a really exciting series, actually, if you haven't seen it.
I remember, of course, from grade school that John Muir, of course, co-founded the Sierra Club.
Right.
And Rachel Carson wrote a groundbreaking book in the early 60s, which led, I understand, to the banning of DDT.
Right.
It's called The Silent Spring.
Right.
Because the reason for the title was DDT was killing off all of the life that, it was being sprayed on, not just the insects it was supposed to kill, but everything around it, too.
Right.
And it was leading to dead streams, thus the Silent Spring. So this is really important ecological and geological, or not geological, but geographical information, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Each of the Chautauquans that we're celebrating are naturalists that contributed to natural history and conservation in significant ways.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those folks are looked to for their important work in the world of conservation. We have national forests because of John Muir.
Yeah.
National parks,
yeah.
Rather. All really important characters. And Rachel Carson and the whole DDT scandal, too. It was working its way up the food chain, and birds were not able to produce the right material to make their eggshells hard. So when they would sit on their eggs, they would break, and it was like this huge catastrophe because the chemical had worked its way into the food chain.
And you have to wonder who was the first person to make that link, because I mean it could be a million different things, and how she ended up writing about that connection. Of course, DDT now has been banned for decades,
right.
And our life expectancy has gone up. We've got greater food production per acre than ever before. Mm. So it was all a win-win situation. And you have to wonder. You go back to that time when conformity, was king in America, the early 60s, late 50s, and you have to wonder just how much resistance she met when she came out with that book.
I'm sure a lot. Yeah, and it was really groundbreaking. That was a big moment for the conservation movement.
Mm-hmm. And John Muir, a great quote from his, he wrote, "Nature is ever at work building and pulling down, creating and destroying, keeping everything whirling and flowing, allowing no rest, but in rhythmical motion, chasing everything in endless song out of one beautiful form into another." Almost poetic,
wow,
isn't it?
Wow, it's incredibly poetic.
Yeah, really.
That's a great quote.
So tell us about the Migratory Bird Festival.
Yeah, so the weekend, this weekend, actually. So we're having our first annual Migratory Bird Festival in the Discovery Gardens. It's a Saturday morning festival, so it'll be from 9 to 12. And it's a family festival, but we'll have keynote for adults that are interested in coming. And there's going to be all sorts of activities for kids. They'll be building, being creative and building crafts. They'll be drawing interactive sort of stations that will be themed on aspects of bird life. There's a station that we're putting out where you kind of test your wits against a raven because they're known for their ability to solve puzzles. So we've kind of constructed these little puzzles that ravens are able to solve that you can come and give it a shot. And then there's a hummingbird. There's a hummingbird station that we're featuring, and then you kind of go out to the outer loop of the gardens there, and there's going to be these activities along the path where you're kind of on your own migration journey, and you learn about what it takes to migrate, and what that what the hardships are, and what the overall goal for migration is, which of course is to reach breeding grounds and reproduce.
And this year is the 100-year anniversary of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and it was named the Year of the Bird in collaboration between the Audubon Society, National Geographic, Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and BirdLife International. So it's all part of a great grand scheme there. You guys ever go out in the woods out at Highland Center and just track how many different birds and different creatures you see visiting?
I do it often, actually. One of the things that I do outside of the Highland Center a lot is do bird surveys. Not in any really sort of official capacity, but I'm familiar enough with birds and have studied birds, for the last 10 years in this region. So I guess it's 12 years now, but I track bird populations, you could say, around sort of the greater central highlands, the whole stretch from, you know, Kingman all the way down to the New Mexico border south of the White Mountains. So I do that a lot. I keep track of birds that are showing up around the Highland Center. Today we had a black-throated gray warbler, which is this beautiful little migrant. It's got yellow between the eye and the bill, and then the rest of it is this streaky sort of alternating gray and white and black. It's a really striking bird. A lot of people don't know about the diversity of birds, especially migratory birds, because they're only here sometimes in transients. So we don't often get a look at those birds that are only, you know, 3.5 inches long and, you know, flitting through the treetops and, you know, on their way up to, you know, the Arctic Circle in some cases. So it's an incredible place to look at birds, the Highland Center.
We all know about the role of bees and the way they pollinate flowers, things like this. Don't birds serve pretty much the same purpose by not so much pollinating, but enriching the soil? I mean, their droppings, of course, contain seeds, things like this. I mean, aren't they pretty much responsible for the wild growth we see of vegetation?
Oh, their ecological role is incredibly varied and on the spectrum from, you know, really minimal to, you know, keystone species for certain ecosystems. The Phainopepla is this black bird that we see around here. It's not a black bird, but it's a bird that's black. And it's got these white wing patches. It's famous for eating mistletoe berries. And the mistletoe berries, it'll digest some of the fruit along the outside of the berry, but then there's this sticky sort of material. They'll fly off to the next tree. And if you're unfamiliar with mistletoe, mistletoe is a parasitic plant that grows on a host species. So these plants will put out these little berries, and the Phainopepla gets the berries, digests the material, but by the time it passes through them, they're on another tree somewhere else, and they pass the berries, which have this sticky material on it, and it sticks to the branches of those trees, and the mistletoe gets established on that tree. So, you know, it's a huge range. I mean, there are some pollinator birds, like hummingbirds are famous pollinators, and then there's other birds that, you know, feed on insects and keep insect populations in check. And of course, their excrement, so to speak, is naturally a fertilizer. Sure. So they're in a very key part of any productive ecosystem.
Whenever I go to breakfast at the Lynx Lake Cafe, if we can get a table right by the scenic window with a great view of the lake, there's always hummingbird feeders right there. So cool. we get a kick out of watching them.
I should have them let me know what shows up at those feeders, actually.
Oh, yeah. You know, on that note, I have to ask, since you do walk around the Highland Center taking those notes, have you ever been stunned by going, what is that doing here?
Yeah, it happens occasionally. Actually, one of the coolest things that I've seen of recent was a peregrine falcon, and I've seen them all over the place. They're quite common. They breed on Thumb Butte, they breed on Granite Mountain, they breed in the Dells. They need those cliff faces, but not a whole lot of cliff faces around the Highland Center and the Bradshaws over here. So I was surprised to see one perched on a snag. actually right above the Lynx Lake store. I saw it from the Stretch Pebble Trail, but that was the first peregrine I've ever seen, and I've been looking, you know, I've been looking at birds on the Highland Center grounds for the better part of 3 years. So, that's kind of an unusual sighting. And then, you know, there's rare birds that show up that are actually vagrants from, you know, other parts of the world. And that happens every now and again. So one of the most interesting ones, was a bird called a red-eyed vireo, which is this cool insectivorous migrant that, mostly is, you know, eastern New Mexico on through the eastern United States. Doesn't turn up in the Southwest all that much, so that's kind of a true blue rare vagrant bird that that has shown up at the Highland Center every now and again.
You mentioned cliff faces. Do peregrine falcons like to nest there because it's safe from predators?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, that those life histories are complicated. You know, some raptors build stick nests in the top of trees, like bald eagles, for example. But in general, what they want is a good vantage point that's got some protection from terrestrial predators, and cliff faces are perfect for that. Oftentimes, golden eagles nest on cliff faces too, and oftentimes they'll pick a really prominent head wall that is sort of at the convergence of different drainages, so that they have sort of maximum visibility and also mobility as far as going up and down different areas of a canyon system, as opposed to nesting in one long stretch of one canyon. They'll nest sort of at the confluence of all these canyons.
You know, in the last year, my sweetie and I have become mom and dad to five cockatiels that we keep in the house. We notice a lot of really interesting ornithological things about them, because when we have their cage open, we notice. When they're in the cage with the cage closed, they seem very, very confident. When they come out of the cage and they're on top of the cage, they seem real skittish, kind of like, okay, right now we are basically prey. And they can fly anywhere they want in the house, but they always fly right to us. And they want to stay on our shoulders, on our shirts, because apparently, I guess, they feel very secure when they're on us. Does that make any sense?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for if the birds were born in captivity, which I hope is the case, they would have been conditioned to human presence and associated humans with food and all that sort of thing. Kind of like, you know, you remember that movie Fly Away Home?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, with the geese.
It broke my heart. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and in our cases, in our cockatiels, we go to a breeder who literally, you know, uses the eyedropper and feeds them just a few days after they come out of the egg.
Yeah.
And you know, as we're speaking about this, remember the old Andy Griffith show? That was a huge hit in the early 60s. Anyway, there was one episode of the Andy Griffith Show that gave gave credence to a lie people believed for decades, that if you pick up a baby bird, mother will ignore it because it smells the human scent, something like this. Now, there's no truth to that.
Total myth, yeah.
That's what I thought. But people believe that because they heard it on the Andy Griffith Show.
That's
where it came from, yeah, back in 1962, I believe. Well, anyway, you know, years and years ago, when I had, you know, a house full of parakeets, I would hand feed them all the time. And I would show people, see, we're holding it, and the mother comes right to it. They know that. They know what to do. So, you know, you look at where you get your information from.
Right.
But it's really interesting to watch how these guys behave, because I would imagine if you're a bird, everything is your predator.
Uh-huh. Especially baby birds.
Oh, yeah.
Talking, I mean, even squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels, snakes. Other birds like jays will raid nests of songbirds.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous world for a baby bird.
Sure. And one last question for you. If you're out in the wild and you see a baby bird or an egg, just leave it alone?
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, oftentimes people mistake a fledgling bird. So that you have nestlings and you have fledglings. The nestlings are the ones that have hatched but are still in the nest being fed by the adult and stay in the nest. Fledglings are birds that have gotten to a point in their development where they leave the nest. They start experimenting with flying, with walking around. They end up on the ground. And a lot of people find fledgling birds thinking, oh, no, this little bird is all alone. And oftentimes, more often than not, the adult is very nearby and is actually still bringing food to that baby. And so it's really best policy to leave a fledgling bird where it is when you find it. And a nestling bird, sometimes they'll fall out of the nest. It's more challenging. Nestlings that fall out, usually die because they're not well developed enough to insulate. They're very vulnerable. So, you know, you want that fledgling bird that can clamber around on the ground to get away from some, you know, lizard, say, or whatever it is, or clamber up onto branches. You'll see them, they use their wings to get sort of, you know, a little bit of lift, but they walk up and clamber around branches. So definitely leave baby birds where you find them, especially when they're feathered. And if they're young and they're pink, featherless, you know, it's probably not going to have a real strong shot at survival either way.
And we see it at home, too, with the cockatiels, because when they fly and they miss and they land on the carpet someplace, they will chirp and whistle as a way of announcing, here I am, come get me, Mom, come on, Dad. And they'll let us know where they are until we pick them up, and then they're fine again.
Exactly.
Great, great stories, Felipe. tell us the Highland Center webpage.
Yeah, sure. It's highlandcenter.org.
And you can take advantage of a naturalist Chautauqua series and also the Migratory Bird Festival. It's all on the webpage. Thanks again for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got John Marsh coming in to talk about the Granite Mountain Hotshots and how you can help honor them and learn from them. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KAQNA.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Think about the things you want from a great dealership. Low pressure, clean and comfortable, big selection, knowledgeable consultants. That's what you get with Findlay Toyota Prescott. Our product specialists aren't commissioned. They're on salary. So when you meet with one of our specialists, there's no need to be anxious. They won't give you the runaround. They will give you the info you're looking for and help make your visit a pleasant experience. Choose a vehicle from our huge selection and know you're getting a fair price. We will meet or beat any Phoenix dealer's advertised price. Findlay Toyota Prescott is a dealership with integrity and aims to put you in a new vehicle without putting you into debt.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Yavapai community and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 324. We have John Marsh in the studio. John, you are here to talk about the GMIHC Learning and Tribute Center. What does GMIHC stand for?
Well, it's a long one. Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew Learning and Tribute Center.
And describe the purpose of that.
Well, the purpose, as some of you well remember, the tribute fence around Station 7 had thousands of items, artwork, and that's been stored and preserved. And the idea is to display that to the public and also to conduct a learning center that was going to educate young people and others about hot shots and what they do and how to protect your property.
And speaking of learning, what kinds of lessons have you heard from other firefighters that that were tragically learned on June 30th, 2013, when we lost 19 hot shots? And are there any lessons that the fire departments have learned from that that they can use today, do you know?
Well, communication, GPS locators, these are all things that might help speed aid to the firefighters.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up on May 14th, which is Monday, there's a meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. Tell us about the meeting and what's going to be talked about.
Well, in August last year, a stakeholders meeting was held to find out what the public opinion was and the families and stakeholders would, and how we could honor the hot shots as well as offer some training. And the this is a public meeting for anyone interested, and a lot of people have been wanting to know how can we get involved, what can we do, and we're coming up on the 5-year remembrance of June 30th. Mm-hmm. And so that is the beginning of our organization.
And because the public is coming to this, they will learn some things about protecting their own property from fire damage as weather gets warmer and drier, won't they?
Well, that'll be part of the things that'll be presented at the Learning Center when it's mm-hmm. operational.
Mm-hmm. Can attendees ask questions?
At the conclusion of our PowerPoint presentation, there will certainly be a question and answer period there. And the purpose, of course, of the meeting is to inform the people what's happened in the last 10 months and how they can become involved.
Mm-hmm. And take me back to how you helped organize this whole operation and how you organized the GMIHC. Take me back to the beginnings here.
Well, Chief Light, Diane Clevenger, Nancy Christie, and a lot of other people, too many to mention, preserve that material. It's been in storage, and they wanted to bring it out and get the public involved because a lot of people have been asking, how can we do this and that? Mm-hmm. And so eventually a board of directors, a 9-member board was formed. There's firemen on the board. There's the family representatives, the hot shots on the board. There's community people, policemen, a lawyer, and someone from education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell us what kinds of things we're going to learn. What do you think will surprise people when they attend this meeting and when the Learning and Tribute Center is finished? What do you think really surprise people?
I think they'd be surprised at how much has taken place with a lot of people's help in the last 10 months. And also, we're hoping that they will learn how they can become involved and aid the center.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the last couple of years, we've heard some talk about a statue honoring the Granite Mountain Hotshots going up at Courthouse Plaza. Do we have any progress on that yet?
I'm not involved with that, but I understand that the announcement will be made soon as to what they'll do there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the hot shots training, and first of all, differentiate the hot shots, what they do from the other fire departments in this area. Because we have several different fire departments. How are the hot shots different?
Well, hot shots are primarily trained in wildland firefighting rather than opposed to structure. Of course, a lot of our fire stations do have a wildland crew uh-huh. to help out in emergencies.
And I understand, too, that part of the hot shots training, a large part of their job, in fact, when there's not an active fire, is making sure there isn't a large fire when a smaller one starts. Don't they spend a lot of time in the forest creating fire breaks?
Some prevention is done in our national forest, such as clearing underbrush and doing burns to get rid of the fuel load so that there's reduced fire danger.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any speaking engagements at schools or with youth groups or anything about this?
No, we haven't yet, but that's the purpose of the center, is to let the school children come in on a field trip and see what a hot shot is, what they do, and learn what they can do to help.
A couple of years ago, we had the Salute to Heroes at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And at the conclusion of it, I got on the mic and I invited everyone to come down who wanted to talk to the police and firefighters and other first responders on the floor there. And so many of them ran toward the fire department, toward the fire engines, toward the firefighters. What kinds of questions do you think kids would be asking firefighters?
Well, I think they would be interested in the equipment they use.
Yeah.
And wildland firefighters use entirely different equipment than the structural firefighters.
You don't have paved roads going out there, do you?
And those pieces of equipment will be on display at the center.
And what do you think would really surprise people, too? Or what do you think would be the toughest thing about from having your own experience and your own family involved in this? What are the toughest parts of being a firefighter?
I think possibly that they must maintain a relationship with their families, their wives, and their children. And this sometimes is difficult when they're away from home, sometimes for extended periods of time.
Sure. And during periods like this of long dry spells, when temperatures get very, very warm, they can be called away at any time, anywhere, can't they?
That's sure true.
And what areas besides, now of course we're very familiar with the hot shots role here in this county, where else were they called to help fight wildland fires?
Interagency hot shot crews are on call anywhere in the United States.
Really?
They may be on the East Coast if necessary. They may be near the Canadian border, California. Mm-hmm. You name it, they are called.
Now, one question's always bugged me. Maybe you know this, maybe not. But I'm always intrigued, since I do a lot of news stories about different fires in different areas. How do they come up with a name for a wildland fire? There's no streets going through that part of the forest. How do they come up with those names for it?
Sometimes it's a geographical landmark, a road, a name of a person. Sometimes I think I just make them up.
Well, that's what I've always wondered, too. Like, you know, okay, what'd you name this for?
That's
well,
my opinion.
Yeah. There you go. So tell us once again about the informational meeting coming up and where it is and when.
The meeting Monday, the 14th of May, will be from 6 to 7 p.m. at the White Spar Fire Station. That's Station 71, just outside of town. They'll be parking on the left side and front, and then to the right of the station. Mm-hmm. And the meeting will be held in the bay area in the back.
Mm-hmm. And what is the need for public participation?
The need is to give the public a chance to take part in the Tribute and Learning Center, and also to inform the public what's happened in the last 10 months.
Yeah. Been pretty busy time, hasn't it?
Been a lot of people involved.
That's for sure. John Marsh, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with this project here. I know it's very, very important to the area and to keep people informed as to what's going on. Stay tuned, because I've got Mary Dillinger with great news for veterans coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 001-28295, LMS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We depend on our vehicles. They're supposed to get us safely from point A to point B. Work, doctor's appointment, running errands, even that family vacation. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. Keeping you on the road and keeping you safe is what we do every day. AMCO is a trusted name in transmissions and automotive service. Expertly serving our customers, our community, and no matter where you're headed, AMCO transmissions are backed by our nationwide 3-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So go ahead, hit the road, because your transmission is an AMCO transmission. AA, MCO.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road, where people who love flowers that jolt, they love to shop.
Since 2011, we've leased 4 vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac for our family needs and small business. We live in North Phoenix, and people ask us why we travel an hour to purchase vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac lets us easily view new car inventory online, comparison price shop, and communicate via email to answer questions we may have. We enjoy the short drive and respite from Valley Heat, the small town, personal customer service, and prices better than we can find locally. Basically, leasing our vehicles through Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac has saved us considerable time, money, and headaches. Good folks to deal with. Joanne from Phoenix.
Thanks, Joanne. We sure appreciate all of our customers here at Lamb Chevrolet. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Go to lambchevrolet.com or call 928-778-5262.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Some tense moments as the Prescott Fire Department responds to 11 wildfires on Highway 89. Yesterday morning at 7:30, the Prescott Regional Communications Center received a 911 call regarding a grass fire in the area of Highway 89 and the Granite Dells. Upon arrival, a crew actually found 4 small fires spread out over 150 yards. After those fires were put out, there were more 911 calls regarding multiple fires in the area of the Antelope Hills Golf Course. These 7 fires were put out and a dirt line was constructed around all of the fires. Prescott Fire Marshal Don Devendorf says these fires could have been a lot worse.
Had these fires started another mile north hitting the grasslands, there was a possibility that wind-driven with high temperatures and low humidities and fuel moistures could have gone to thousands of acres easily.
Devendorf explains what the apparent cause of the fires was.
It was most likely a vehicle with its chains dragging on the highway. You don't see the sparks during the day, but those sparks getting to the grass is what started all of these fires.
Prescott Police Department officials have come to this conclusion since no one saw anyone stopped on the side of the road or throwing anything out of a moving vehicle, and all the starts were in grass near the side of the road. Yavapai County residents can get rid of their unwanted items free of charge.
A community cleanup that's open to all county residents is taking place at the Paulden Transfer Station on Marblehead Avenue. The cleanup is open today, tomorrow, and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will also be held next Friday and Saturday. Items that will be accepted include household appliances, bagged trash, auto batteries, unmounted tires, furniture, and yard trimmings. Yavapai County Public Works officials are urging residents to be careful of sparks while cutting and trimming. Items that won't be accepted include loose trash, liquids, hazardous materials, cars, and dead animals. This program is for residential use only and no commercial loads will be accepted. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Sunny and very breezy this weekend with a fire weather watch and a wind advisory. Expect a clear overnight low of 56 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 80 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Saturday. 60 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 90 and a high on Saturday of 82. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Prescott Center for the Arts presents the prodigious musical Big River, scored by Roger Miller and based on Mark Twain's timeless classic, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Be swept down the mighty Mississippi as the irrepressible Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer help their friend Jim escape to freedom. Your favorite characters are brought to life in a suspenseful, hilarious, and heartwarming story of friendship and loyalty. Big River runs to May 27th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back at 3:41. As you know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day is coming up in just a couple of weeks. We have the perfect person to talk about veterans issues here. It is Mary Dillinger, our friend from the... I can never make out that long name, Mary. Say it for me, please.
Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
Thank
or
you.
For those of us that like acronyms, yeah. We say NAVAHICS.
There you go. I never get through that. I have the same problem with Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. I'm glad I don't answer the phones there. Anyway, you've got a very full slate to talk about here. First of all, what is going on with Carry the Load?
Yes.
What is
so this is okay. So the National Cemetery, nationally, does different types of events throughout the years. One of them that they just came up with now is going to happen on this Saturday, May 12th, and it's going to be at 3 p.m. And it's going to be at the Prescott National Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And they're calling it cemetery serves as exchange point for the West Coast National Carry the Load effort. So it is an opportunity for the local cemetery to honor our veterans who sacrificed for our nation. So, and we're doing it now because Memorial Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, could use people to come out to help share their support, volunteers, whoever it might be, any and everybody's welcome. That does not have to be veterans only, or, you know, I know that our whole community is usually very supportive of our events. So anybody wants to come out to the National Cemetery May 12th from 3 p.m. to 4:30, come on out. There's going to be a walk. There's going to be a lot. So if you have any questions about it, you can contact myself, Mary Dillinger at the Prescott VA. My direct line is 928-717-7587. Or Becky DeRocher, who runs the Prescott National Cemetery. And her number is the main number at the hospital, which is 928-445-4860. And she's extension 7569. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's driving or you can't write down a number, that's fine. Call the main hospital and either ask to talk to Mary, who's on the radio, or Becky from cemetery, and the operators will know who to put you in contact with.
And also on Saturday the 12th, you have a Salute to Heroes at Watson Lake. That's going to feature music, food, entertainment, family fun, the tug of war, police versus fire, police cars and fire trucks, military drill demonstrations, eating competitions. Amazingly, no one's asked me to take part in that. A raffle of some great prizes. That's all coming up on the 12th at the Watson Lake area. Oh, you mentioned the with Memorial Day and the veterans. I have to ask you, and tell you, by the way, thank you very, very much for being so helpful for our friend Jerry Stewart, who was in town a couple weeks ago. Jerry has the every time there's a major holiday, Jerry has a nationally broadcast Americana patriotic program that runs for an hour. We're going to carry it on Memorial Day, but this was for Jerry's first time in the Prescott area, and you were very, very kind in setting him up with some area veterans, which he took some his recorder, and he recorded some interviews with, I believe, World War II vets that are at the VA hospital, and he was raving about his experience there, and those will be put into some of his future nationally broadcast programs. So we thank you for your help with Jerry, because he and his wife are very, very committed to helping the veterans and, you know, furthering the goals of the country and things like this. So he really enjoyed his few days here.
It was great having him and his wife here. He's very easy to talk to, so the veterans had no problem opening up. Now, his goal was World War II veterans, but he ran into a few Vietnam-era veterans who wanted to speak, and he said, can I? I said, if they want to, and you're, he said, absolutely, all veterans. So there will probably be a few of the Vietnam-era veterans as well, and they did. They loved speaking with him. He got to see a tour of the hospital, our wall that we have, our historical wall, so he was really, really enjoying it, and so his wife, and I think it's wonderful what he's doing.
And you know, we have broadcast his programs now for quite a few years, and the last time we talked, you said, you know, one of these days I got to come out there to Prescott, Arizona, and I said, Jerry, you are going to be right at home when you get here, and he and his wife Kelly really were. They had a great time. Thank you again for all your help with that.
Absolutely.
Now, coming up next Wednesday on the 16th, you've also got the 8th annual VA2K. Tell us about that.
So the VA2K is an event that we hold so that we can help our homeless veterans. So it's almost like any other walk that people have, where you're, you know, awareness or support of some sort. So we ask for people to bring donations of, you know, brand new socks and underwear and different things of that sort for our homeless veterans. You come up to the registration table, sign your name, bring your donated item, you get to participate in the walk. Now, if you don't have an item to donate, you're still more than welcome to walk. The walk is free. It's a free event. A lot of our employees participate. We even have our veterans that are in the community living center in the wheelchair. So if you see on the flyer, it says, you know, walk, roll, or run. Because we say roll because we have our veterans in wheelchairs that say, I want to do it. I want to go out. So, and we have volunteers that actually push our veterans around the wheelchairs for the walk as well. So everybody's welcome to come join us. It is on Wednesday, May 16th. It begins at 10 a.m. and it's going on until 2 p.m. It is free, but if you want to bring a donated item, that's great. Or if you show up, if you're there maybe for an appointment or something and you don't have a donated item, our canteen, which is the store, they'll have items there that you can purchase and bring over to the registration table.
Speaking of the canteen there in the store, do you have to be a veteran to shop there?
Technically, no.
What kinds of things, I've never been there, what kinds of things would you buy at the canteen there?
There's two parts to it. I mean, you can go in, it's all connected, but one area is like the cafeteria, so to speak. There's the food, you know, they actually cook food there, and then they have packaged stuff. And then there's the store where we have everything from military things, like the stickers that people have on their vehicles, to military shirts and attire like that. And then there's candy and snacks, and then there's even electronics. So there's a lot of things there, and I know the veterans seem to appreciate that it's there, and it's a nice little environment because we have outside seating, because this is beautiful Prescott. So people can sit outside and eat their lunch out there as well.
Now, in the canteen, you don't sell meals ready to eat, do you?
No MREs.
We don't want any flashbacks.
That would not go over very well.
By the way, I thought about you and the veterans last week, because we did a news story that there was a food recall, Armor Star chipped beef.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not going to say it on the air, but three letters came to mind when I thought of cream chip beef. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, because anybody, I don't care where you live, everybody calls it.
Yeah, that's right. And I did a thing on the overnight newscast on our Jack FM station where I played a sample of the of a certain ABBA song with those letters. So just to remind people that
it all depended on where you grew up, on what you had with it.
Where
I was from the East Coast, I'm from Philly, so on mine, we put it on toast.
Sure.
Some other people put it on plain bread. Some other people put it on rolls. Some people, ate it just the way it was, whatever it was, but everybody knows what it is.
So the toast was the toast was the shingle, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
We know what we're talking about, don't we? Anyway, oh, what wonderful flashbacks those are. Anyway, on Memorial Day, you've got, as usual, the very special event at the cemetery, but this year there's a different twist. And what is
that? Yes. So this year, there's a lot of construction that is happening at the cemetery. It's, you know, to give us more space, more room to, you know, make improvements. But like any construction, it means it's taken away from something while the construction's happening. So unfortunately, it's taken away parking. So we still want people to come out to the Memorial Day event, but now there's no parking at all at the cemetery during the Memorial Day event. So everybody needs to park over at the VA or get dropped off or whatever it might be. We have the usual shuttles that we have, but we have extra shuttles as well. And we have shuttles available to take our wheelchair-bound veterans, family members, guests, whoever it is that needs to get up the hill. We have the buses and transportation to get you up there. So we have everything available. The resources are there. So please still come out for the event. As I always say every year, remember to bring a chair because there's not really a chair space there, but it is an hour-long event. Most people don't want to stand. So you're welcome to bring your lawn chairs, regular chairs, whatever you want out there for the event. It is, like I said, about an hour long. It starts at 11. It's usually a very, very beautiful ceremony with all the support from all of our veteran service organizations, from the Gold Star Mothers, from Becky from the cemetery who puts it on, her MC, her guests. It's usually such a beautiful event. Anybody that has an opportunity to come by, come by. It's going on Memorial Day on the 28th, May 28th, Monday, and it's going to begin at 11 a.m.
And then coming up in the middle of June, you have another special event to tell us about.
Yes, it's in collaboration with the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. So we're having a women's expo. And as a woman veteran, I love when we have these expos so that women veterans can get the, you know, little specialty that they need to understand that the services are available for them as well. And that's what this is. And this is going to be on a Saturday. It's going to be on June 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't have to register, but registration makes it a little bit easier for them to figure out seating and things of that sort. It's scheduled to be at the Prescott College. And anybody can go on Arizona Department of Veteran Services, look up information if you have questions about the presenters or anything that's happening. You can call me at the hospital and I can give you any information and what you need as well. But yes, and you don't have to be a woman veteran, of course, to come, or, you know, anybody can go, but it is to help show support for women veterans and the services available. We know the number of women veterans is increasing. And sadly to say, the number of suicide veterans and women is also increasing. So we want to make sure our women veterans know that these services and resources are there for you. So that's on June 16th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And then one last note to tell us about the Anthem VA clinic.
Yes. So our Anthem clinic has moved. It's not too far from where the original Anthem clinic was, but it's in a larger space because, you know, veterans more and more getting registered, so we needed something larger. So we're having a ribbon cutting ceremony coming up on June 20th. It's going to be later in the day, so our veterans who work or that go to school can go. So it's not going to be until 4 p.m. on the 20th. And the address of the new location is 41810 North Venture Drive. And it's Suite B. And when you're, you know, all that area shows like all those little plazas. So this one says like a professional building. And when you're driving in, if you just keep driving and you just glance to your left, you'll see the American flag outside. You cannot miss that. And that's how you know you're at the VA.
Very good. Mary Dillinger from the Northern Arizona VA Health Center.
Health care system. Close, DJ.
I'm getting there. It'll take a few more years, and I'll get there in time. Always a pleasure to have you on, Mary. Thanks so much for your help there. Yes, one final note.
If you see what I'm wearing a shirt for Guardians of the Galaxy because this is Nurses Week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Nurses Week is a big deal. So at the hospital, and it's also Public Service Recognition Week. So we wear different attire for different days of the week to recognize and to kind of have a little fun with it. So this year was where today was like wear your cape or your superhero. So I'm wearing my Guardians of the Galaxy shirt to show my support for all of our wonderful nurses and our public service recognition to acknowledge firefighters, our police officers, ourselves, because we serve as well, and just say thank you.
Well, I would have stared at your shirt, but I don't want to get fired 40 years from now for doing something inappropriate. Still, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got Monday's Q&A guests and some final notes coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Listen to this.
Come ride with me. Time to saddle up right away.
That's Western Hall of Fame artist Dave Stamey. And he's coming to the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, May 18th.
It's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails, I know the way.
Dave defies description. He's Western, he's country, folk, and a cowboy poet all rolled into one.
Come ride with me.
Tickets for the May 18th show are available now.
It's right away.
At the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center box office on Gurley Street. By phone at 777-1370 or online at Prescott Elks Theater.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, it's Reagan, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. It's baseball season, and it's time to cheer on our Arizona Diamondbacks. Hit a home run every time you call us. This season, when the Diamondbacks are 500 or above on the season, you win too. Get an additional 5% off any repairs or new equipment installation, up to a 10% discount. Call 458-8177. Use promo code AZD500. Visit PVHAC.com for terms and details. Remember, we always have veteran and senior discounts. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Your eyes are unique. To show them off, you need the perfect look. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect sunglasses to fit your vision needs. Right now, you can get prescription sunglasses starting at just $99. That's fashionable prescription sunglasses starting at just $99. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
One final note from Mary Dillinger.
I just want to remind everybody that it is Nurses Week this week, May 6th to May 12th. So if you know any nurses or anything, please say thank you to all the wonderful, amazing nurses out there. And because it's Florence Nightingale's birthday, that's when Nurses Week is, and just want to say thank you to all of our nurses at the VA.
And stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, the Thursday toss-up. Join me back here Monday with Parker Anderson from the PCA, as well as the band Corridor 16. That's Monday on Q&A at 3 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.